Blog Talk Radio.
Convention to Zebra Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, hey.
Everybody, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Generally, we got Bozilla on here. Today is Dollface. I've got with me Jay Van, Jordan Van Dyke, Ohio designer extraordinaire. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, tell me what you've been up to lately.
Not much. Just been busy trying to launch that website I just released and just making clothes, putting them out there. Doing my thing, staying busy.
Okay, well, tell me more about, you know, I know what you do, but you tell my folks what you do.
Well, I like to upcycle clothes. I am an artist, and I find a cool link between art and apparel. So I like to call my clothing line kind of art apparel.
I like it.
And it's like wearable art, you know. There's in the fashion world, everything is kind of pushing the boundaries. You're supposed to stand out a little bit. So, and same with the art world, it makes you kind of think and step back and you know, kind of just look at things a little differently. So that's what I try to incorporate in my apparel too, is kind of something that nobody's ever seen before. You know, that makes you kind of stand out amongst other people. So that's kind of what I like to bring. I really like the whole grunge look a lot, and the bright colors of the 80s. So I try to incorporate both of those in each piece that I create. So it's pretty much what I go into each piece that I start. So
I gotta tell you guys, I love his work. I'm really a big fan of the upcycling because so often, you know, clothes end up just, you know, we're always trying to look, I hate to say it, we're always trying to look like somebody else. And when yourself is so much more interesting, when they say, you know, be yourself, everybody else is taken.
Yep.
So, I mean, I love what you do.
Well, thank you very much. I also like to, you know, the reason I upcycle too is because there's so much stuff that's just out there that can be used again and brightened up, you know, to make it look newer and to make it, you know, more appealing to people. So that's the whole thing I like about getting something that looks kind of bland that nobody would even think twice of and then making it something that somebody would want, you know, somebody's really happy to wear instead of just being something.
It's all about reinvention.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like we all have to reinvent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Bozilla is looking forward to wearing. You know, he's looking forward to it. he likes the whole grunge look. I think I really think the grunge look didn't really have it was like it was there and then it was gone.
Yeah,
it needs
a resurfacing for sure.
Exactly, exactly. And I think upcycling is a perfect medium for grunge because you could take a pair of jeans, turn it into a skirt, take a pair of jeans, rip them up, repaint. I noticed you use a lot of paint and sketch work on your pieces. And I'm going to call them pieces because, like you said, this art apparel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
especially
what I try to
some
do.
Of those jackets
it's a wearable art piece. No, thank you very much. Yeah, I put a lot into them as I do in my art pieces. So it's just a different, you know, canvas to work on. So that's what I kind of look at it as when I jump into each piece. So
have you thought about like doing like boots, like Timberland boots and stuff?
I'd be down for it. Yeah, I did some Vans for my sister actually not too long ago, and they turned out really awesome. Vans material is kind of like a canvas anyways. So it turned out really cool, and I would definitely want to get into more of those. But I would be totally down to do some Timberlands.
I was just like, sometimes when I, because I like to do upcycling too, I like to take, you know, things that either, you know, have ripped or don't quite fit right anymore and turn it into something else. But mm-hmm. I like looking at shoes now. I've been looking at a lot of different types of shoes and how they can be repainted. And what really kind of got me thinking about that was this whole red bottom trend. Because to me, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense that people are spending $500 to $1,000 for a pair of shoes just because somebody on TV had them on. And, Bo and I were kind of playing around talking about, I bet you better take some Krylon and paint those bottoms.
There you go.
And I mean, that kind of got me thinking again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to reinvent something that's just so, like, normal. That's another thing where, you know, I don't like anything normal in my life. I don't know if you can tell, but I try
normal
to...
Normal is boring.
Exactly. You can always spruce something up, and, you know, you need to stand out to... you know, express yourself, and you can express yourself in so many different ways, but I think clothing and wearable art is such an awesome way because, you know, you feel good when you wear it, you're able to express yourself a lot through what you wear day to day, you know? So I think that is a great way to express yourself. And I try to let people have that in the stuff that I make. So,
What else do you like see yourself doing? Like, do you plan on maybe doing like I don't know, housewares? Or as housewares would be fun, because I mean, think about it, how many times we're at the thrift store and you see a really cool toaster or something that, you know, still works but it's just boring as hell.
Exactly.
Or it's that dreaded avocado green.
Yeah. I've always been into kind of woodworking. That's kind of like my first art that I fell in love with growing up. So I'm starting to kind of incorporate that into some pieces that I make. Kind of not as crazy as my art apparel, but I do like to, you know, just work on any medium possible to kind of perfect my craft and just learn more about. I'm all about, if I see something, I want to find out how to do it. Or if I see something, I want to see how I can incorporate my style into that. So I definitely see myself branching out, for sure. And pretty much all of that could possibly. I'm sorry, what was that?
What do you think about doing skateboards?
Skateboards, I would be totally down for that. Actually, I've done some custom grip tape jobs back in the day. Before, but painting them would be something I haven't done yet, but I would be totally game for that. I love testing out new waters, you know.
I'm telling you, it sounds like fun, because I mean, if you think about it, skateboards, especially recycled or upcycled skateboards, because Bo and I were talking about we're trying to reach out doing alternative things for kids in you know, at risk and looking to do different stuff, because not everybody can rap and not everybody can play sports. But skateboarding is a lot of fun, and finding a skateboard at the Goodwill and having a custom skateboard you know, done by a certain artist that I just happen to be talking to right now. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, to bring some pride and you know.
Idea.
You know, so, I mean, we were really looking at, like, doing skateboards or finding even rollerblades would be cool to be to paint because they're generally, like, a boring
cool.
black color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that is definitely something we should look into doing for, with each other. I'd be game for that.
Like, what was, has art always been a part of your life, even though you were a kid, even when you were a kid?
Yes, it has, off and on. I always grew up drawing, and actually, I didn't really start my whole painting career till I got a divorce, and that was kind of my therapy. When going through it, I've always kind of been intimidated by it. And one thing I told myself is I'm going to just jump in fear's face. If I'm scared of something, I'm going to find out how to do it. I'm going to run straight into fear and conquer, you know, whatever I'm scared of. So one time I just went to Michael's, I think it was, and bought me some canvas and some paint and just sat down in my kitchen and started painting and ended up falling in love with it, finding my new passion. So I've always kind of been one to, my parents always let me dress myself growing up since I was a wee little guy. So I've always kind of dressed differently, you know, than everybody around me. So that was kind of a thing I was kind of passionate about is expressing myself in that category. So, I've always thought about having my own fashion line, you know, growing up and stuff. I thought it would be kind of cool. And then once I started painting and stuff, I was like, well, why don't I just create one myself and incorporate, you know, something that I'm already doing into something that I want to do. So that's when I kind of got the concept of the whole art apparel thing. And I just did a couple pieces at first, and a lot of people liked it. And it really kind of caught on. So I was like, all right, I think I can see where I go with this. And I just kind of poured myself into that. And, yeah, it's been awesome. It's been such a cool adventure.
That's awesome. I'm really liking how you took you just kind of did that leap, that leap of faith that said, you know, this is what I'm going to try. And if I fall, I fall, but at least I try, because sometimes regret is worse than the failure.
Exactly.
You know,
and
then
you know, you can never know if it's gonna work out. You'll never know if it's gonna work out, and you never know, you know, if you're gonna be good at it if you never try it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It
I'm really happy I took that leap.
I'm glad you did too. I really am. I really am, because I mean, a lot of times kids don't. They're so afraid of going against the grain that they miss out on great stuff that they find out about themselves.
And it's another thing too, is like if you think you're not good at it, it's okay to not be good at it when you begin, because I wasn't good at anything that I'm passionate about when I began. You know, like I didn't know what I was doing when I started this whole art apparel thing. And the only way you're going to learn and get better at it is just doing it. And you'll learn along the way. There'll be some stuff you don't like. There'll be some stuff that people don't like. But you take those situations and you learn from them. And then you learn, like, all right, well, this thing didn't work out. But now I know because I did that. And the thing is not to be scared of doing something, because everything's a learning experience. You know, you can learn if it's a good thing to do, if it's not a good thing to do, from just doing it. And that's what I believe is the best tool to learn, you know, is just by getting out there and doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the best advice, you know, you can give anybody, is just try. You know, just try.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, have you found it hard to go further with your career in Dayton? Because, I mean, we, you know, being born and bred in Dayton, you know, I know that, you know, Dayton struggles sometimes, especially with artists like ourselves. Do you find that you get more business outside of the city limits or inside?
Honestly, I think Dayton is really cool, up and coming. You know, art scene. So I'm pretty happy to be kind of at the ground floor of that. And I have a lot of people that actually like my stuff and purchase my stuff here. I have, you know, of course, sold some stuff in, you know, California and Portland, the more artsy type places. But I'm finding that a lot of people here in Dayton actually are really artistic and really have kind of a forward-thinking mindset, where it's really catching on here a lot, more than I thought when I moved back. I'm actually pretty proud of this little town, pretty proud to be a part of it. So, yeah, I think Dayton, is really, really kind of in that scene, and it's going to be awesome to see where it goes from here, honestly.
That's awesome. That's my tribe, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
like y'all, well, y'all tribe.
I grew up here, and I was born in Cincinnati, and then, you know, moved around to a bunch of states growing up. But coming back, it feels good to be back and, like, part of seeing Dayton kind of grow a little bit since I've been away. It feels good to be a part of that, you know. I love it.
Yeah, I have to admit, there's times I just really – I miss my tribe, and whenever I get to come back down, it's, you know, I seek y'all out. Like, I'm heading straight to the Oregon. I'm heading straight.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Where my homies at?
I mean, I think the art scene in Dayton is very alternative, because it's that whole, you know, what we got to lose, let's go. You know, we're just like,
yeah, exactly.
Try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not trying to fit into any type of scene.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best kind of mindset to be in for growth too, is like, if you're like, say, in a city that has its certain niche, and you try to incorporate something new, not too many people will be kind of on board, because they're already set in their ways on that type of scene, or, you know, they're already set their type of ways on that type of art being the thing. So I think it's kind of cool that, you know, Dayton is kind of starting from scratch almost in that category.
Yeah, I think you have a long history. I mean, you're going to have a long career, just because you're constantly thinking about how to reinvent, how to upcycle, how to make something new out of something old. And so as times change, that means that you're going to evolve, and you're, you know, it keeps, you know, your particular type of art does not allow to get stagnant, because as you're upcycling, new things are showing up to be upcycled.
That's true. Yeah. It's always going to keep coming in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy seeing new things coming out of old things. You know, they always say there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think sometimes you can marry two old things and come up with something new that nobody's ever seen before.
Oh yeah.
And there's also a certain amount of comfort in that.
Yeah, innovation and creativity. You got to, you know, just look at it and imagine it and put your mind into it. And, you know, it's like a phoenix, you know, you got to go through, you know, bad things happen, and you got to go through the death of maybe an article of clothing to be reborn into something beautiful, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the Japanese cups, that every crack is filled with gold.
Yeah,
to make
I like
beauty out of the flaws.
I like that a lot.
You know, kind of the birth of the sublime.
Yeah.
You know, I you know, so I mean, I am so excited to talk to you. This is great, and it's, you know, they generally give us a half hour to talk, but we don't want to be like a dead horse. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just, you know, we've said it all. We got deep. We got philosophical.
Yes, you did.
Want you to please tell the folks how to reach you, so they can get fly too.
Yes. Right now I have my website right now. My online shop is www.jvan.shop, and that's where you can find all my current pieces I have on sale. I do made-to-order shirts and everything as well. And then my Instagram is jvan_clothing, and, you know, that has a lot of my pieces on there. And my personal one is 0_JVan0_. And that has more of my clothing on there, but it's more of just a personal one. And then jvancreations@gmail.com is an email. If you have an idea for a certain piece that you would like done as a commission piece, just shoot me over an email over there and we can talk about it. And I can get you going on that. And I'd love to have you sporting a personal piece that's important to you and that you feel comfortable in and that represents you. So more than happy to work with you on anything. So I can't wait to hear from you guys.
Oh, we're too excited. We're gonna, you know, I'm thinking even, you know, branch into neckties, my friend.
Ooh, yes. That's great.
You know, like neckties, just so people can be artsy even when, you know, their work environment doesn't quite embrace it completely. You know,
yeah,
they can have a tie. You know, people can get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And a pair of stilettos. And put your touch on a pair of stilettos. You know,
yeah.
I personally love my stilettos, but then you know that.
They need a little flair to them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And, you know, like I said, we're gonna find something for you to do for the big man.
Yeah, let's do it.
And
I'm waiting. I'm more than happy.
Okay, and we're gonna have to sit down and come up with some stuff because I am a huge Disney villains, bad guy type fan, and there was a jacket you did that really just kind of made me go, huh, I wonder if we tweaked it like that. So we're going to have to sit down and play around with some sketches too, sir.
Yes, let's do it. I'd be excited.
Right.
Sounds awesome.
Well, I thank you so much for coming and talking to me, and I'm going to post this.
Well, thank you for having me on.
I'm going to post it on Facebook, and then I'm going to tag you,
okay.
And then you can post it, and you can send it wherever you want, and one more time, shoot out that email and how people can order your stuff.
Okay, the online shop is jvan.shop, and my email is jvancreations@gmail.com. And just shoot me over an email if you have an idea, and we'll get it started.
All righty. I thank you, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I appreciate you talking a little old me.
Yeah, no problem. It's been fun.
All righty, you take care, okay?
All right, you as well. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Oh, great news, everybody. Guess what? The book From Conviction to Redemption is done, people. It is done. It is heading to the publisher. It is about to be done, people. You gotta pick it up. Conviction to Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo. It is all about his life. It is all about his revelations in life. He went from convicted in court to convicted in his life. And redeemed through it. Y'all, we are so excited about this book. You just do not know. It has taken a year and a half to write. I'm talking blood, sweat, tears, arguments, and a whole bunch of stress eating got us through this book. And we are so relieved and so excited to tell you that the book is done. And it will be in our hot little hands so soon, like soon. And as that's soon is different than soon. It's soon soon. All right, everybody, I am Dollface. I'm out of here. The big man will be back next week with guests, and we are too excited for 2020. So many things happening, so much growth, and so much excellence is bestowed upon us all. Peace, love, and blessings to you all. Dollface